Congratulations. I know this is a big day, the 175th anniversary of the Archdiocese of Hartford.
Yeah, good morning, Brad. Good morning, Paul. That's true. That is a big deal. So today, as you said, it's 175th anniversary. It was back in 1843, I believe, when Pope Gregory the 16th, November 28th, 1843, that Pope Gregory the 16th established Hartford as a diocese. It was actually the Diocese of Rhode Island and Connecticut.
Rhode Island and Connecticut.
That's how it was originally set up. And it wasn't until 19, and as a matter of fact, after the, I think it was the third bishop that took over, moved the diocese to actually be in Providence, because that's where the preponderance of Catholics was. And then over time, as the Catholic community started to build up in the state of Connecticut, it was back in, I think, 1910, where they moved the official diocese back to Hartford, built a cathedral, etc. And then it became an archdiocese back in 1945. So that's kind of a little bit where the history came from in terms of where we were established. And then same time that they established the archdiocese, they also established the Diocese of Bridgeport and Norwich because of the growth of the Catholic population.
You know, I remember like it was yesterday when we heard that you were going to be coming on the program, and I said, what? They're going to be coming on the program, and we're going to be talking about the church. We're going to be, yes. So the more I thought of it, I said, you know, this is a shot that they are taking. There's no question about it, and it was you. And the response has been just fabulous. I get it wherever I go. You do, I know. And you come in, you talk, and when you think of history, and people that are listening, they think of history. What a historian, the folks that are in the church, many of them are.
Well, I think that, you know, this is probably a little different discussion than we normally have, but I will tell you that if you think about where the church started here in Connecticut, back in those days, Catholics were highly persecuted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, Father McGivney, when he started the Knights of Columbus, it was all about trying to provide some kind of compensation for families who had lost their husbands because there was no insurance. They weren't allowed to buy insurance. They weren't allowed to do so many different things as Catholics just because they
couldn't
were Catholic.
Be president either.
Well, that's true. So in the state of Connecticut, it was really difficult. So over time, as the Catholic population grew and grew, It was an interesting dynamic to see how the church has grown within the state and the surrounding states. Providence and the Rhode Island were always a little bit more Catholic, even from the earlier days. They just had a greater population. But then as the church grew here, there's so much history and there's so much that there's a richness of the faith that is part of our archdiocese that many people don't realize. And I think that over time, everything changes. So churches change, religions change, etc. But the church always tries to maintain what its original principles were and how it was founded by Christ. So this 175th anniversary is really quite a mile marker for, I think, for the church here in Connecticut. As a matter of fact, today at 2 p.m. In the cathedral, there's going to be a big mass and celebration of this 175th anniversary. The public is invited to it.
At what time?
At 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
And following that, there'll be a reception at the Aetna Building, which is right across the street. So it's going to be, I think, a wonderful celebration of something that's of great importance to the Catholic community here in Hartford.
And they can go. That's But, I mean, I have to say, to have you in, when you come in often, and we're talking about religion, I think today, I really believe this myself. I believe that people want to know what's going on with everything, and I think that you struck accord when you came and said, you know, we want to do this to get the Catholics to come back that may have a problem, and these kinds of, and that's what you did.
Well, really, what we're trying to do is help people understand and know that there's someone out there that cares about them and their loved ones, and really try and extend our arms to them and welcome them into, you know, not only to the organization of the Catholic Cemeteries Association, but also back into the church if they've been away. I know there's a lot of things that have happened in recent past history within the church, but hopefully people will understand that those are men. Men make mistakes, and, you know, hopefully they realize that that's not the foundation of their faith.
The faith is the faith. It's not the imperfect people that sometimes, you know, administer to it.
That's exactly right,
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah. Chris, I know you last time you were here, you talked about a special that you had running, and maybe we should go over that again. There's a financing program actually going on now as far as end-of-life arrangements with grave sites at the Catholic cemeteries. Talk a little about that.
Yeah, that's true. So from now until Christmas Eve, actually, we are running 0% financing. And if you take a look at what's been happening with interest rates, they've been creeping up quite a bit over the last 3 months or so. So this is an opportunity for folks that may have been interested or thinking about it. Maybe they're not able to come and pay in full, so they have an opportunity now to be able to finance their purchases with 0% financing.
Really?
Yeah. So, and that's going to stay that way, like I said, through Christmas Eve. And hopefully this will give families an opportunity to be able to take care of some things that they've been thinking about doing in, you know, the recent past.
Are you also getting the folks that are younger now, too? Are you getting some of the, because I mean, you know, when you go by a Catholic church and there's something going on, it could be a service, could be, you know, whatever. Lots of young people, it seems, that are into this, which I think is very, very healthy, and I think is wonderful for the future.
Well, I think that the church overall, obviously, the youth of the faith are going to be the foundation and the cornerstone of the future of the church. So that's always important. From our perspective at the Cemetery Association, I think that what happens is families lose a loved one, and they see what they have to go through during that process, and they realize how difficult a process it is. So I think people, the more younger people that are experiencing these losses, start to realize that, well, maybe it makes sense to start looking and thinking about taking care of these things in advance.
Say, so that by the way, I wanted to ask you, too, are you hiring in the Bloomfield, our area? I'm talking about looking for family service advisors. I know that you're looking for them, but are you in the Bloomfield area too?
Yeah, so as a matter of fact, well, as you know, right across the street is Mount St. Benedict's, which is one of our major call centers. So we have family service advisors that are located there. And yes, we are looking to expand. So we are looking for people in the Bloomfield area. So obviously, if your listeners have an interest in learning more about it, they should get in contact with me, and we'll have an opportunity to talk and see if there's a good fit.
And again, we are not far. We are not far from that area. And this has always been, in my judgment, I've been here for a little while, my judgment that this is an area on a Sunday, I want to tell you, that everybody is dressed up and everybody is going, and you know where they're going.
Yeah, and you'll find that within our cemeteries, on the weekends in particular, there's a lot of people that come in, not only to pay the respects to their loved ones and spend some time with their family, but they bring along the whole family, and it almost becomes a, you know, a mini celebration. It's like they're going out for a picnic almost. So it's nice. There's a lot of people that come through the parks. They're fairly well-maintained. People enjoy coming and visiting with their families. So we welcome that, and we always hope that our gates are open so that they can do that.
Can you just, again, 175 years. Boy, that's incredible. And when I saw that, I saw it last week, that you were coming in, and you were going to be here. So, again, It's going to be at the cathedral this afternoon.
At the cathedral this afternoon at 2 p.m., and after that celebration, then there will be a reception at the Etna.
How, again, I wanted to ask you, because you're on top of everything. I had been reading a story recently that there are more young men now, and some people were kind of surprised that want to be priests.
Well, I think that it's a wonderful story to see that more and more young people now are starting to feel the calling to become part of the religious clergy. So, yeah, we're very blessed in the Hartford Archdiocese, as well as the surrounding diocese, where we have a significant number of young men who are looking to be priests. We have a significant number of young women who are entering religious life also. So this is a great change, and I think it's something that the church, not only in the Hartford area, but also across the world, needs. And having more and more young people feeling the call and coming to the church, it can only bode very well for the future.
Now, again, as you look at the church as a whole, you're the Family Service Director for the Catholic Cemeteries Association. Again, this is something. In fact, I had a call one day from a lady, and she wanted to know where the church was. And I said, you can find it anywhere. that's what I told her, and she laughed, and she said, you know, Brad, she said, this was so good for me. So I didn't know what she meant, but she called me to tell me that evidently this is what's happened, that it's very real. She used that word too, very real, that I'm a part of it.
Yeah, well, I think that that's a great expression of people's individual faith and how they feel about their faith. One of the things that we try and do to help along, too, is, as you know, is the Dignity of Life seminars. And part of that, for the rest of this year, the Dignity of Life seminars have come to an end because during the holiday season, everyone is so busy, it's difficult to actually conduct them. But very soon, you will see on our website that there is a whole new series for 2019 that we've started. And there's quite a few of them that have already been booked, and they will continue to be booked for the rest of this month and next month, so that 2019 there will be a lot of opportunities for families to come and learn about all the different aspects related to end-of-life care and planning.
That's wonderful. See, and I think that right there is what makes the church become one of us all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, the more time that we spend with our families that the Archbishop has entrusted to our care, the more time that we are willing and able to help educate families, I think it's only a positive thing for the community and the church overall.
So, one more time. Oh, by the way, I don't want to forget this. If any of you ever want to talk to someone about your interest in what you hear here or what you have heard from other people, 800-505-0080. That is the telephone number that you call, 800-505-0080. And also ccacem.org. You got it? ccacem.org. And again, just great having you here.
Well, again, it's a pleasure to be here, and I thank you for the opportunity to spend some time talking about these important issues. One other thing that I'd like to mention is that if you take a drive through our cemeteries, you start to see now all these beautiful grave covers that people purchase.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah.
Incredible.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
So we look forward to people bringing those things. It not only is nice for the individual families, for their loved ones, but it also helps add an element of beauty to our cemeteries. And once those are placed, they stay all the way through the end of February, sometimes into March, depending on the weather, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity, again, for families to come in, visit their loved ones, and leave a little something as a memorial for their people that they've lost.
Well, I'm happy that you stop in once in a while.
Thanks, Chris. Yep, yep.
It's my pleasure.
We need help too, you know.
Well, that's right. Yeah, whatever you can do for us, we'll take.
So, great. And again, my friends, 800-505-0080, CCACEM.org, and you can always get in touch. Chris Radlitz, Family Service Director for the Catholic Cemeteries Association of the Archdiocese of Hartford. And thank you again.
My pleasure, and thanks so much for having me. And I hope that if I don't get to see you, that you and your family have a wonderful Merry Christmas and a great, prosperous New Year.
We'll be right back.
Jennifer Kishin.